What up? Welcome into the Locked On Bengals podcast on a Thursday. I'm James Erpine. It's Bengals, it's Ravens, it's tonight. This is your preview show on your daily Bengals podcast, the Locked On Bengals podcast. A lot of shout-outs to give today. We'll do those in a second. On Twitter, at James Erpine, at Locked On Bengals. Subscribe, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, the iHeartRadio app, and wherever you get your podcast. Speaking of iTunes, shout out to you. Locked On Bengals has a 5-star rating on iTunes, over 150 ratings, and it's all because of you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for reviewing. Thank you for making this podcast a success. It may not sound like much, but getting to 5-star reviews, like really, really good podcasts, like really awesome podcasts, struggle to get to 5 stars. Because there's always someone who gives 1 star. And that 1 star really hurts the algorithm and stuff. So we were stuck on 4.5 stars for a long time on iTunes. I go on today, and it's not like I check it daily, but every once in a while I'll check it. And 5 stars. So thank you. It's all because of you. This, in the past 30 days, over 50,000 people have listened. Nearly 55,000 people have listened to this podcast in the past 30 days. And it's not like we do every day. You know, we do Monday through Friday. It's your daily Bengals fix. But there are plenty of days we don't have a podcast. Every Saturday, every Sunday, depending. Or there'll be times where we skip Fridays. That will not be the case tomorrow. But there will be times where we don't have a Friday podcast because we're doing a Sunday afternoon podcast. But when we're averaging 5 a week, having the listenership that we have, having the support from you, having people call into the voicemail and tweet and interact, I mean, we have over nearly 350,000 listens this year. And the season hasn't started. The majority of this year, we haven't had football. So I expect that number to climb a ton. We're just growing and increasing, and we got sponsors and new sponsors and things that are just making it great. In this podcast, I couldn't have done it without you, and I just wanted to thank you guys for that. We have a great team of writers that we're gathering and forming at LockedOnBengals.com. That is something to keep an eye on. I know Jeffrey Carr previewed tonight's Ravens-Bengals game at LockedOnBengals.com. Every podcast posted at LockedOnBengals.com. And let's dive into it, because it's Bengals and Ravens tonight. And tonight, to me, it's going to be a close one. And the national media is not giving the Bengals a chance. I'll tell you that right now. The national media is not. I heard Dan Patrick today. He kind of laughed at the idea that the Bengals could beat the Ravens. Here's Stephen A. Smith earlier today, ESPN Radio, on the Bengals.
I think about Marvin Lewis. When I think about Marvin Lewis, I think 15 consecutive years as a head coach can't win a damn playoff game. But somehow, someway, you still keep your job. I don't understand that. Now, I'm not going to belabor the rest of the country with that diatribe that I religiously go on, but damn it, I get emotional about it. Because I view America as the greatest country in the world. And if you're the greatest country in the world in the United States of America, you don't get associated with mediocrity. And if you have a coach that can't win a damn playoff game in 15 years and you still keep retaining him and paying him and keeping him, you're basically giving the citizens of Cincinnati the middle finger, said, the hell with you, we don't care where you're going anyway. That's what you've done. And the fact that you put him on national TV on a Thursday night game further rubs into our face how you feel about the citizens of Cincinnati, Ohio. I don't like it.
That's Stephen A. Smith. Oh, I don't like it. Oh, my God. Marvin Lewis is back again. Da, 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 da. And that's Stephen A.'s moniker. That's his act. That's fine. I've met Stephen A. That's not how he normally acts. Normally, he talks like a normal human. And he's not yelling like this. And here's the thing, though. This is a chance. If you're a Bengals fan, if you're the Bengals, if you're Marvin Lewis, if you're Andy Dalton, if you're A.J. Green, by the way, the Bengals have won like 26% of their primetime games in the Andy Dalton and A.J. Green era. This is a chance to prove yourself. This is a chance to show that things have changed, that things are different, that everything that you thought that Marvin and Andy and A.J., all these guys were, it's different. With the new coaches and the new offense and Joe Mixon and the new linemen and John Ross, who I think it should play a big role in tonight's game. This is your chance. I'm going to give a prediction for tonight's game. Some of you will not like it. We'll get to that coming up in a bit. Others might like it. Who knows? By the way, I heard my friends at Locked On Ravens, I went on their podcast for a crossover. They said that the Bengals were going to lose by 20-plus. Child, please. I'll tell you right now, there is zero chance that that happens. Zero chance. Zero, none, zilch, zilcho. And I tweeted about it. You could see their silly, outlandish comments on Locked On Bengals Twitter. Oh, my God. I didn't even put that on my personal Twitter because I didn't want the nonsense on the timeline. Don't you dare come out there. And by the way, when I joined them, they didn't mention that. They mentioned that in their podcast after the fact. The prediction. Oh, yeah, Ravens going to win 20-plus. They laughed at the idea that Joe Mixon could be like Le'Veon Bell. I would never say that. Yeah, actually, watch him. That's the thing that I don't understand. These people, and I'm not just talking about Locked On Ravens. They're fine. They do great work. They cover the Ravens. That's fine. They can predict whatever the hell they want. I'm just saying I disagree. But there are all these people that talk and discuss games and things. Stephen A. Smith doesn't know who the hell Cordy Glenn is. He doesn't know. If I asked him who the offensive coordinator for the Bengals was, do you think he would know it was Bill Lazor? Do you think he would know that John Ross has had a good camp? Or do you think the only thing he knows is that the Bengals drafted a wide receiver 9th overall and he didn't play last season, and when he did, he fumbled? That's the reality. Tonight is a night for all of these Bengals players to shed that. It's an opportunity. That's how you have to view it. It is. That's how you have to view it. The world views you one way, Cincinnati Bengals. The world does. A lot of our listeners don't. They follow the Bengals tight. That's why I told someone this the other day. Yeah, my audience, they're diehard Bengals fans. To listen to me talk about the Bengals on a daily basis, at least 5 days a week, you got to be a pretty big Bengals fan. You got to really like the team, the organization, really want them to win or do well, or just want to know what the hell's going on in Cincinnati with the Bengals. And that means that you guys know the ins and outs. You know why it's exciting tonight, why they have a chance, why they have a legitimate shot to win. You know that. A lot of these talking heads, these national personalities, and I'm not knocking them because one day I would love to be on ESPN. One day I would love to be on Fox Sports. One day I would love to do all that stuff. But you can't follow every team as close as you do when you're me, when I'm on the ground floor in the locker room every week. So yes, Stephen A. Smith, he makes a ton more money than me, has well-established reporter, obviously. He makes seven figures at ESPN. That I can guarantee you. But I know the Bengals better than him. And that is the difference. When you hear all these national talking heads, if you want to get their respect and get some nice national pub, well, here you go. This is prime time. This is your chance, Cincinnati Bengals. So tonight, that's what I'm viewing. That's how I view this game. Is a chance. It's a prove it game. Not only prove you belong, but prove to the country that yeah, this Bengals team is legit. Check out all of our shiny toys. That's what I would do. By the way, I think the Ravens are going to try to shut down Joe Mixon. If they try to do that, which again I think they will, first drive, play action, deep downfield. That might be AJ Green. That might be John Ross. One of the two. I'm going deep. If I'm Bill Lazor, Andy Dalton in this offense. Try to strike quick. Up next, you're going to hear from the voice of the Ravens, Jerry Sandusky. No, not Penn State. No, not that guy. Jerry with a G. Jerry Sandusky. You're going to hear him on Lamar Jackson, on Terrell Suggs, and you're going to hear him on the new wide receivers for the Ravens who are mighty, mighty good. But first, a word from MyBookie, because where you bet, just as important as how you bet, and MyBookie is the place to bet. If you're throwing money down on tonight's game, last I saw, the Bengals are 1-point underdogs. You got to do it with MyBookie. It's a service I use. I would only recommend it if it's something I use. Like the products we endorse here, The Athletic, I'm subscribed to. MyBookie, use all the time. In the past, we had the Core Belt endorsement. I'm currently wearing my Core Belt. I'm only endorsing products I use, products I trust. I trust MyBookie, and you can too. All you got to do is check out MyBookie online. Use promo code LOCKEDON, and you're going to get up to a 100% bonus. So whatever you... Let's say you throw in $50. They could give you that back as part of the bonus, as a bonus offer. All you got to do is use promo code LOCKEDON. And there are prop bets, live bets, in-game betting. Let's say the Bengals get off to they're down 6-0 and the line moves. And the Ravens now become 4-point favorites. And you say, oh, well, I like the Bengals moving the ball right now. I'm going to throw some money on them plus four. Boom. You could do that. My bookie's where it's at. Check it out right now. My bookie online. That's MyBookie. Promo code locked on. I'll get you up to 100% bonus on your first deposit. Again, that's my bookie online. I'm James Rapine, and this is the Locked On Bengals podcast. Jerry with a G, Sandusky, joined Bengals game Bengals game plan. It airs every single Wednesday night, 6 to 8 on ESPN 1530 in Cincinnati. You can listen if you want to listen live to it on the iHeartRadio app. It's really good stuff. Dan Hoard, Dave Lapham, and they had the voice of the Ravens on, Jerry Sandusky. And they asked him where they improved, where the Ravens had improved this offseason, and Jerry says the wide receivers stand out.
I would say passing game. The fact that they have so many more, I mean, they've completely rebuilt their wide receiving core. Three new starters, and they've added two rookie tight ends. Hayden Hurst, the first-round pick, won't be playing Thursday night because he's still dealing with a foot injury, but Joe Flacco has veterans. He has speed. He has guys who catch balls. And so it's changed his approach. Flacco's throwing the ball in tight windows. He's not afraid to put the ball into tough spots. And he has confidence in his receivers. So the tangible part that you see is the lineup. That's changed. But I think the biggest difference, Dan, is the intangible. Flacco has a level of confidence I haven't seen since the Super Bowl run in 2012.
I think it's a big part of this game. The big part of this game is Michael Crabtree and what they do against him in the red zone. I think that's where he's at his best. He had a touchdown last week. And then the other two receivers are speedsters. John Brown, Willie Snead. It's almost the exact opposite of how the Colts game plan was. Last week, the Colts, underneath stuff, even T.Y. Hilton had a slant for a touchdown. But he was doing underneath routes, things like that. It wasn't a lot of, okay, we're going to throw it deep. Well, I expect that to change. I think Joe Flacco is going to unleash it and throw it deep. So that's one wrinkle you got to worry about. Obviously, you always got to worry about the Ravens' rushing attack led by Alex Collins. And then they also have Buck Allen in there as well. The other thing you're going to have to worry about tonight if you're the Bengals is Lamar Jackson. And I think back to last year, Thursday night football, what happened? Well, Deshaun Watson had a 49-yard touchdown run, or it might have been a 53-yard touchdown run. He gets sacked, and the very next play he comes back with the game-changing play, the game's only touchdown, and that's it. All of a sudden, there you go, Texans win. They can't let Lamar Jackson be that guy. Here's Jerry Sandusky, voice of the Ravens, on Lamar Jackson and how they're going to use him.
I think you saw how they're going to use him. I went back and I checked the play count. He played in 30 plays in the week one game, and he played at slot, he played at wide receiver, he lined up in the backfield, he lined up at quarterback. They're going to use him as many ways as possible. He's the ultimate multiple set kid. You can direct snap to him, you can put him in motion on the rocket sweep, you can put him out for passes, you can throw the bubble screen to him. You're going to see him used in as many ways as possible to stretch defenses, to freeze defenses. The thing we notice in the Bills game is when you put Lamar Jackson in motion, you have to honor the motion, because he's such a natural talent and he's such a playmaker. You're not going to see him throwing the ball a ton, but he'll throw some. I think every week you'll see modifications on it, but I think defenses have to be prepared that you're going to see him line up in four different positions every week. And if you don't have the right defensive alignment for that, Flacco has the experience to find him real quickly.
Let's hear from Jerry Sandusky one more time. Again, this is Jerry with the G, voice of the Ravens. And this last one is one I think we're all concerned about, and it's Terrell Suggs in the Ravens pass rush, because what I think they're going to do is just attack that right side. That's what I would do. I would attack Bobby Hart and attack Bobby Hart and attack Bobby Hart and attack Bobby Hart some more, because, well, he gave up two sacks to Marcus Hunt last week. Here's Jerry Sandusky on what a guy as old as, get this, Terrell Suggs was drafted the same year as Carson Palmer. That's crazy. But here's Jerry on what T-Sizzle Suggs has left.
You know, I think he has enough left to continue being an impact player in this defense. And what makes it special for this year is he doesn't have to do it all anymore. You know, he doesn't have to be the one-man wrecking ball off the edge. They've got a young guy in Tim Williams. They've got a young guy in Matt Judon. They've got a young guy in Za'Darius Smith. So Suggs doesn't have to take 60 snaps anymore. He can be used more judiciously. He can use his burst 35, can he go full tilt 60 plays? No, I don't think that's realistically, you know, possible. And I think you have to measure him because you're going to want to have his impact in week 14, in week 16, in week 17. So you're going to have to be careful how much you use him. He still has the ability to make big plays. He can still be a strip sack presence off the edge. But I think the challenge for the Ravens and the challenge for Suggs is going to be don't do too much too early. Just try to use him so that he has impact when he's on the field and stretch out that impact across the distance of the season. Don't just have a big September, because we all know at 35, if you start to wear down, it wears out fast. You got to stretch that out across the whole fall.
That's voice of the Ravens, Jerry Sandusky, Jerry with the G, on Bengals Game Plan, which airs every single Wednesday, 6 to 8 p.m. on ESPN 1530. For you out-of-towners, you can listen on the iHeartRadio app. And yeah, Jerry with the G, I'm with him. Two things that stand out to me. I think if Lamar Jackson makes a big play, the Ravens win. Like if Lamar Jackson has a scamper like Watson and scores a touchdown or some kind of trick play or anything like that, I think they win. I also think if you're the Ravens, I would put Suggs over top of Bobby Hart every third down in medium to long. Those would be the only plays he'd play on. And I would just have the veteran go at Bobby Hart and try to knock him down and be physical with him and be as hard on him as possible. Because if you're the Bengals, that's your nightmare, is that right side just not being able to hold up. So those are the things I would do if I'm the Ravens. If I'm the Bengals, quick passes for the most part. You got to try to get Joe Mixon involved, but I think that the Ravens are going to try to take him away. Get you in second and third and long, so then pass rushers can tee off on Andy. So what you might have to do tonight, and I have a feeling they're going to, open up the run with the pass. First drive, deep threat, deep downfield. Hopefully you can connect with Ross or Green. Maybe you get a skinny post, etc. Something like that. Dial up some kind of play action, something to get the crowd into it, to get the team excited, to build up some confidence, to get a positive play. That's what I would do. And I think it'll be very interesting to see how they do that. Now, A.J. Green's had a ton of success against the Ravens throughout his career. I mean, a ton. You remember his duels with Steve Smith? Usually these are at M&T Bank Stadium. I think it'll be close. I'm leaning Ravens. I think the Ravens are going to win 20-17. I will preface it with this, though. When I say Ravens 20, Bengals 17. The team that makes the play on offense, that big play, whether it's Lamar Jackson run, fumble recovery, pick six, deep ball to John Ross. I mean, it could go either way. That's what this kind of game is. It could go either way. And if you're the Bengals, what you need to do is eliminate what you did in the first half last week. Second half on, that Bengals team needs to show up tonight. If they do, they win. If they have the lulls like they did last week, I think they lose. And I think they're going to have some of those lulls under the bright lights, one of the youngest teams in the NFL, national television audience. I think it's close. I think it goes down to the wire. I think the Bengals have the ball with a chance to tie, and they lose 20-17. I hope I'm wrong. It would be great for this team, great for the organization, great for the city if they could somehow win. I'm all about it. It'd be great for the podcast if they could get off hot, you know? I'm just not sure if it's going to be the case. I'm James Erpine. I will be back at it with a complete recap on the Locked On Bengals podcast. And what we will do is talk about the game, recap the game, get you some post-game coverage from both sides of it. And the plan is, it won't be from the studio. The plan is to do it at Paul Brown Stadium following the game tonight. So that's the plan. I'm hoping it happens. Things go the way they go. It depends. I have to find a room. I have to find an area where I can talk and where it's quiet, etc. So I'm going to try to make that happen. If I can't, early tomorrow morning, I will be posting a Locked On Bengals podcast. Follow on Twitter, at James Erpine, at Locked On Bengals. Enjoy the game tonight. Back at it, either late tonight, early tomorrow, with a recap right here on the Locked On Bengals podcast.